Hello and welcome back to Dugout Talk. You're listening to us on the official HCC radio at hawkradio.primostream.com. I'm your host, Kai, and I'm here with
B-Dog,
and we have a special guest here too. We have Taylor Gant with us. He's a Lakeland all-time state champion in football and track. Congratulations to you, sir. You know, must be nice. But today we have a good show for you. We're going to go ahead and finish talking about our last few games, and then we'll just get rolling with what B-Dog is talking about. I'm sorry that she's blowing the mic. She still thinks this is an ASMR. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so B-Dog, tell them what you got this morning to drink.
I got a caramel frappuccino.
Is that it?
That's it.
Is it good? All right, 1 out of 10. Go.
10.
10.
Out of 10.
10. But that's not usually what you get.
Nope, I'm getting caramelized coffee. But not today.
B-Dog, I think I have you a little too loud.
I know, I can hear myself.
Oh, yeah, there it goes.
Yeah, as loud as Bailey normally is.
Oh, yeah, chat. Bailey's not with us today.
She doesn't feel good again.
She doesn't feel good for the 10th week in a row. Bailey, we're sending love from the podcast. Please know that we do love you. B-Dog, before we get started, is there any songs that you really prefer for Snooze. Our first? Is that really it?
That's the only song that I had stuck in my head this morning.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick song break for B-Dog, and Boss we'll be right back. No. Maybe that can be next.
Can't lose.
We'll be right back. Thank you guys for tuning in. Listen back to us at the official HCC radio at hawkradio.primostream.com.
I do it all and I'm around, you're scared to do. I'm not, as long as you joking, now in for me, I ain't got it. Mobbing, scheming, looting, hide your bodies. As long as you dreaming about me, ain't no problem. I don't got nobody just with you right now. Tell the truth, I look better under you. I can't lose when I'm with you. How can us lose? You just too important. Nobody do body like you do. I can't lose when I'm with you. I can't just snooze and miss the moment. You just too important. Nobody do body like you do. You do. In a drop top ride with you, I feel like Scarface. Like the wipe with the bob, I'll be your main one. This argument back up to my place. Sex remind you I'm not violent, I'm your day one. We had, yeah, it was magic, yeah. Smash and grab, yeah. Nasty habits take a hold when you're not here. Ain't a home when you're not here. Hard to grow when you're not here, I'm saying. I can't lose when I'm with you. How can I snooze and miss the moment? You just too important. Nobody do body like you do. I can't lose when I'm with you. How can I snooze and miss the moment? You just too important. Nobody do body like you do. You do.
Hello and welcome back to Dugout Talk. I hope that you guys enjoyed Snooze from SZA, but actually B-Dog. you're listening to us on the official HGC radio at hawkradio.primostream.com. Okay, so we will... B-Dog, since last Tuesday, did we play... Besides yesterday's game. Let me see.
Did we play Thursday?
Did we?
I don't know. I can't remember.
No, we played St. Pete Tuesday. Wait, that was just yesterday. Yes, we did play Thursday. We played Indian River.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Okay. But we on Tuesday, Taylor, please not the comments on the games. Tuesday, we did play SCF, and we beat them twice.
Oh, yeah, I remember
so,
that, too.
Guys, yeah, we beat them twice. Lost to Indian River. You know, they're just a... Just a well team, if I do say so myself. 5 innings, 6 innings. Dang. We beat St. Pete in 9 innings last night. B-Dog pitched.
Oh, yeah. 9 innings?
2-1 was the score. Jeez, Louise. B-Dog, how did you feel about that game?
It was just so slow. I could have went 13 innings. Like, it just, I felt like I was doing nothing the whole time, just you lobbing
just,
the ball.
You were just there, right? Just, you're like, plate, here, hit the ball.
Dang. I'm like, do something. I'm like, I don't even feel... Like, I'm pitching. I can't even see the plate.
I think glasses. You probably should have asked them to maybe dust it off.
No, it wasn't even that. It's just, like, I could not focus my eyes on anything behind the plate. I was like, oh, my gosh, there's a batter.
Oh, my gosh. What are you going
what
through?
Do? I'm like, another sign?
Another what? Sign.
Like, how do I even throw this pitch again?
Oh, my gosh. Like, that's what you feel like on the field? Well, I guess at second base, I was just like, not second base. Like, when I was on second base, I was like, wait, what's going... Bae, that's not funny. I was like, what's going on here? Like, but it was just because it was a two... It was a 1-1 ball game, and then I get
to
third.
It wasn't even, like, a fast-paced,
exactly.
Like,
that's why I'm
game.
Like, what's going on here?
It was boring.
That's why I was like, just let me steal. She was like, no. I was like, just let me steal. I'm finna go. You can't tell me nothing. Anyways, I had a beautiful stolen base yesterday. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. I'm going to pull it up so everyone can see it. But actually, y'all probably can't see it. But I just would like to pull it up for myself to see. But then the second game, we did lose.
6-1?
6-1.
Dang.
I don't feel like that's a horrible loss. It's compared to some other ones. So right now, what are we, B-Dog? What are we, like, 7 now in the conference?
I was gonna say, just give me a second, but with this, what's it called, Wi-Fi? We like
turn
3
the
hours.
Turn the Wi-Fi off. Stop talking about the school Wi-Fi. Forgive her chat. She don't know what she's talking about.
Forgive
never, never.
Me.
But by the way, we named our listeners chat, and then we'd just be banning people. Yep.
Florida.
Bailey.
Softball.
B-Dog, he asked who we banned. I said we banned Bailey.
Oh, yeah. But you're banned. You're fixing to be banned.
How you ban people?
I don't know. Just you say banned. They're banned. Banned. Like, you watch your streamers, and they're like,
so this
like,
is
what
where,
did you say? You're
is,
banned.
So this
chat,
is like,
them.
So obviously like, the name of our show is Dugout Talk, okay? So basically we literally talk about things that we...
The dugout.
Basically we talk about
the
things
dugout.
That we took out. We talk about in the dugout, and like this is definitely things we talk about in the dugout. So a girl who made a good catch yesterday on the other team, I was like, banned, get her out of here. It's like, she just made me mad.
Yep.
They give their right fielder had a day yesterday. Let me tell you that. She did miss one ball, and I'm like, dang. Bless her heart on that part, though. Bless her heart. B-Dog, so what would you rate your pitching yesterday?
Dude, just average, like 7. Maybe, or
7, I don't think a 7 would be average. I would say like a 6 then.
I think, no, if I'm having a 6 day, that is like, okay, I'm barely holding on to this. I think it was 7. What was I saying? Oh, they're like, that was such a great game.
Yeah.
Great game. You pitched your butt off. You did so good. I was like, oh, okay, let's stop hyping this up.
Let's stop hyping this up.
I'm already thinking about practice, what I got to fix.
So, Bailey did get a little upset because after B-Dog had finally got, you know, the last out or whatever happened, me and B-Dog, I was like, B-Dog, We chest bumped.
Bah.
Everyone was like, hey, but you know, that's me and B-Dawg, like, get out of our business. We chest bumped because my friend just did good. Bailey was like, did you guys really just chest bump without me? I'm like, Bailey, I'm sorry. There's a lot of activities that go into the dugout that I feel like a lot of people don't understand.
But, there's like, even just the chest bumps at the game, I felt embarrassed. Like, why did we win only 2-1? That was crazy.
You're right. And it's never bad to be someone who feels like your team should be doing better than they're doing.
Well, y'all won 2-1 the first game.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all lost 6-1.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we've won first games and then got run ruled the second game.
In
so
three.
Far. I know.
Like,
I've seen
it. Yeah.
Give her that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. He came to the poke stick game.
To a couple games.
Wow. Thank you. Yeah, we know about that you do Game Changer.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you for watching us on Game Changer.
How? Oh, my Lord. This is what I'm saying. You look it up on the computer because I'm never looking up anything on my phone again.
Okay, what am I looking up?
Okay, where we are in the rankings.
What's the website?
NJCAA Softball Florida Rankings. That's how I type it in normally.
Probably like number 11.
No, out of 12, we're not.
Yeah, we're not 11, actually.
Region 8?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I see it. Okay, so number one, we have Northwest Florida State. Oh, Northwest is now number one with 42-3. Jeez.
But how?
Indian River is 37-4. FSW is 39-5.
I told y'all number 11.
Wait, why isn't... How's... FSW lower than Indian River? They're 39.
They have more losses,
five.
I thought.
Oh, they are. Yeah, you're right. But they have...
That ain't even ranked.
Shh. Stop. I'm not there yet. Number
we
four.
We are ranked. It's just
number,
lower
number
in the ranking.
Number four, we have CF with...
That's Division One.
No.
Yeah, we're D1 JUCO.
Yeah, so, y'all not ranked yet.
Just wait. So, number four, we have CF with 32-12, Gulf Coast 34-10, Santa Fe 31-12, Eastern 29-17, Chipola 24-18.
Oh, you're looking at the wrong one. Have to be. Because those aren't even in our conference.
Oh, this is probably, I don't know. I think this is from last year. I don't know. Hey, St. John's River, last year.
Yeah, we got 36-13.
Fuck. No, that's probably them this year. That's D2. I don't know. B-Dawg, I don't know which one I'm looking at. Rankings.
Let me see if Siri knows. Just give me a second.
What is HBCU softball ranked in their conference?
I'm sorry, guys. I really thought I had it, but I don't know what I'm even on right now.
I just want to look up your ranking.
I don't know.
Yeah, Siri's not showing me.
Type your name.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. Nobody told me my man texted me.
Chat, why you answer her? Her man texted her.
Y'all have to let me know. Okay.
See, like, this is from last year. I can't do this. Anyways, I'm pretty sure we are.
11.
No, that's last year.
So you're not telling me.
We're not 11.
So what y'all is?
Yesterday we were, weren't we 9 out of 12?
No, we were 10.
10.
Ooh.
10.
Hmm. 10.
We're not last.
Not
Polk
12.
State is last. They only have 2 wins.
You know who those 2 wins are?
Losers. They can't win against any other team.
So they beat y'all?
Yep.
But even if, timeout, not funny. Even if they win, we're still going to rank higher than them
period.
In the long run. So
how many wins y'all got?
More than them?
We've won 7 right games on. In conference now.
Right on. That's not bad. How many y'all lost?
Mm-hmm. 7-14.
Jeez, no.
B-Dawg, is it 7-14?
What?
How many we've lost?
I have no idea. Wait, time out. I got a picture of the last time I checked.
It's not 14. Just, it can't be 14.
Anyways, guys,
have confidence.
That's what I'm saying.
Have confidence.
No, in conference. Yeah, you're right. We have. I don't know.
Okay, we're actually 6-21-1.
Wait, but is that now including?
No.
Okay, so now
that was old.
So y'all from like when?
From April 7th, which was Sunday.
Hold on.
From Sunday, whenever I looked it up. Okay, time out.
Today's just Tuesday, B-Dog. Yeah. So we're 7-22 yeah. and 1.
No.
Yes.
Yes. Like 7-22-1. And the conference standing was Indian River, mm-hmm. FSW, mm-hmm. CF, mm-hmm. Santa Fe, mm-hmm. Eastern, mm-hmm. Miami, mm-hmm. Seminole. Whoa. Like what?
Okay. Yeah, why is Seminole so low? That's crazy.
Okay. Daytona. Why are they not lower? Let's question it. Okay. SCF. Okay, how is SCF above us?
It's the ranking.
Us, yes. St. Pete, and Polk. Timeout.
That's
just
like y'all was number 10. I wasn't.
We
counting.
Are 10.
Timeout. I just want to point out. Over. I just want to point out a very important fact right now is that all four teams that were in a conference last year are the bottom four this year. I just want to point that out. Is that what I'm saying is like HCC's conference from last year was SCF, HCC, St. Pete, and Polk. And guess who are the bottom four of this year's conference? Four conference teams from last year. Boom.
There's probably a reason for that.
Because they point? Suck.
That means...
Oh, my...
Because that means all they were doing is just playing each other.
Yes. And all you would have to do, is win out of four teams.
You're absolutely right.
And that was nothing. Because if we had the same conference as last year, we would be going to states. We could beat SCF. We would whoop their butts. And Polk and even, what's the other one? St. Pete. They would all be in the water.
Water.
And I assume, here's what my guess is. My guess is that the four teams are going to come back together mm-hmm. and go to whoever runs this whole conference thing and be like, hey, please, we need our own conference, please, please, you know, and then boom, they're gonna get their conference back next year. And then what? They're going to go back to doing good, you know, in yeah. the book.
Yeah.
So.
There's not a lot of competition, but that's one thing, though.
Didn't you play for Pope?
Yeah. Yes. And we were third in the conference out of four, so. You know who is fourth? SCF. You know who has beat us? SCF. So, what's worse? I don't know where the question is going, but like, you understand what I'm saying? Like,
yes, we do.
It just I didn't realize that until now, and I had like an epiphany.
An epiphany.
Like, just
B-Dog. Question.
Question.
What is your go-to game day snack?
Very great question. I love eating, and I love any game day snack. Are you talking about before game, after game?
During game.
During game. Okay. I like, okay, specifically during a game, I love an orange or two, sunflower seeds. I love some almonds. I'd pack trail mix. Or I'm going to start packing trail mix.
You had trail mix yesterday?
No, I didn't. I forgot it. Damn, but I'm going to start packing that. I love that.
So
it's not all at the same time.
No,
you know,
so
it's
I'm
like,
going to tell you why. Okay,
it's so broken up.
So
I get
this is
bored.
What happens, okay, babe?
A lot of sunflower seeds. A
lot. B-Dog brings snacks now because
I'll get
me,
so
her, and
hungry.
Bailey all be on the bench together at one time, okay? So we all be extra hungry together. And then we eat lunch together. So in between the game, B-Dog makes
us... A picnic, a ham sandwich.
She makes us each a ham sandwich.
Yep, with only three ingredients to choose from. Bread, mayonnaise, ham, and cheese. That's actually four ingredients.
And what do you think mine has on it?
Ham and mayonnaise.
No, bread.
And bread. Bread, mayonnaise, ham.
I can't do... You don't like ham sandwiches?
No.
I love
no.
ham sandwiches.
Dang.
But chat, I do want to point something out with... Whenever I spend my own money.
Wait, cold sandwiches are good. You want a hot sandwich? You want a hot ham sandwich?
Listen, there's something I put in the cooler that keeps it all cool. Because it freezes up my phone.
He says that he doesn't like cold sandwiches.
Oh, weird. But chat, listen to this. Whenever I spend my money on the ham and cheese, everyone's getting two slices of ham.
Everyone's getting, I think I had more bread than ham.
No, that is the perfect... sandwich ratio
but,
for
hey,
me.
Can I like make a suggestion for next game? Can I get a little bit more mayonnaise?
Yeah. Yes, but yes. I'm gonna have to like be careful when I make my sandwich because the sandwiches I made yesterday was the perfect sandwiches okay, that
but
I
she
want.
Also feels so. Like B-Dog also feels like the cheeseburger that I had from McDonald's was the best cheeseburger she's ever had.
That was perfect.
So I'm not too sure.
I don't eat cheeseburgers either.
Wow. Wow.
B-Dog, he eats hamburgers with just ketchup.
I can't even.
B-Dog, I know.
I might
and
cry.
That's the bad part,
like, that
though.
Breaks
like,
my heart.
That's the bad part. So I feel like he doesn't, well, he does understand. He doesn't care. Like, it's like a, he just doesn't like cheese. So to me, I'm like, you don't understand. But then, boom, not even just the cheese. You throw the ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise. Oh.
Here's our.
Bring it up.
Here's
mayonnaise,
our,
nasty. Mustard oh, is just nasty.
Yeah, mustard
tangy.
Is nasty.
Who eat mustard? Your breath's going to stink. I don't know why people eat mustard.
And my mama likes
you
mustard.
Talking, you can't even eat cheese.
Okay, but I do.
You're not supposed to.
But I do.
It's a I'm mental thing.
Thank you. Don't put my business
out
there.
It's not a mental. It's not a mental. It's not.
Okay, wait. Well, let me tell you our picnic snack. I made everyone a ham sandwich. I brought some almonds. I brought 3 cheese sticks. And I brought 10 oranges.
I didn't eat any almonds, guys, because the almonds make my mouth super dry.
I love almonds.
Almonds aren't bad. Almonds and cheese.
Almonds and cheese, like a charcuterie
almonds board. A charcuterie.
A charcuterie.
Wait. A charcuterie board.
Wait, let me see. Siri, how do you say charcuterie? Dang, no, it just said, okay, it says charcuterie.
Exactly.
Charcuterie.
It's a charcuterie board.
Oh, okay, I get it. I thought the C was spelled with the T.
She said charcuterie.
Charcuterie. Chat, tell me it was right. Call in right now and tell me it was right.
She's been saying charcuterie board her whole life.
Time out. I ain't never said that word before today. I ain't never said that word before in my life.
What'd you say, babe?
Swear.
What is a charcuterie board?
No.
Charcuterie board. Time out.
You've never seen one?
I've never said that word in my life before now, chat.
How do you spell charcuterie board?
That's a new word. Add it to the list of things to ban.
Charcuterie board?
Charcuterie board.
Charcuterie board.
You didn't even spell it right.
Not at all. This is a charcuterie board. You wouldn't like it because it just has stuff on it that you don't like.
I don't like crackers.
Yeah,
chat, course. I'm talking about a charcuterie board right now.
So, but you know that people can put anything on their charcuterie
I love
board,
cheese
though.
I
people
just
can
snack
put
on
anything
cheese.
Though like people can put chicken wings.
Ew, I don't like chicken wings
on a charcuterie board.
Boneless, but you can make your own.
This
it don't
is
have
chicken
to.
Breast
it, charcuterie board chicken.
I'm hungry.
I know.
Should have stopped at McDonald's.
Okay, so like, look. I don't
want no McDonald's.
What I do? What do you want?
We eat McDonald's, bro. Y'all stay eating McDonald's.
What do you want to eat?
Are you calling us fat? Where? Chat.
Chat. Ban them. You're banned.
You're banned.
You're banned. They get out. Anyways,
see,
chat.
I'm sorry, Taylor, but. We're just giving the audience what they want, which is
what they want. Banning
an
you.
Obvious,
you don't
obvious
even know
look
what they
into
want.
how we talk in the dugout. This is how we.
Jesus Christ, bless you.
Thank you.
That was like a bark. Sneeze. That was like a bark.
Okay. Thank you. I guess
ASMR.
Guys. Hey guys. Anyways, like you were saying, yes, this is exactly like actual stuff of what we talk about in the dugout and what
this
we
is
do.
Exactly how
Let's
we talk.
Let's go!
Let's go! But anyways, Coach Dan, what's happening? What's happening over there? Oh, wait, remind me to tell you something in the music break.
On that note, guys, we'll be right back after a short, quick music break. Thank you for tuning in.
Sky. I won't leave a breadcrumb. What I thought of said some. Thought of said some. G block, all we know is red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum. G block, all we know is red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum. All we know is riding in the back, it's a May, it's a May. 32 shots in the marathon, I really run an A, run an A. Say you touch me, how sway, how sway. Graveyard, that's where the ops stay, I'll stay. Hypnotized, they do what I say, what I say. 21, don't play, don't play. But everywhere that's bae, that's bae. Get your out the car, you giving trade, giving trade. We been spinning through they hood all day, all day. Say they outside, okay, okay. I can't let them play me, no way, no way. You a duck if you believe what they say. She got way more bodies than my old. My little brother beat his body, OJ, OJ. Talking about they lit on the flame. Yeah. That little boy mascot, he ain't gang. Yeah. Watch out, half $1 million in his plane. Yeah. I don't go through TSA to get on planes. You get 50 without and you lame. Yeah. She knew I was leaving before I even. Yeah. Two reports on my waist, John Wayne. Yeah. Smack, then I get on live insane. Yeah. Want it all, I won't leave a breadcrumb. What I thought of said some. Thought of said some. G block, all we know is red rum, red rum, red rum. Red rum, red rum. G block, all we know is red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum. All we know is how many got the belt alive. Catch him at the light, he get nailed. 911, somebody help, yeah. Sub tween bad for your health, yeah. I'm a gangster, I ain't take it back, yeah. I never do no song with no rap. Put a Lego in a sticky rat a tap, yeah. I don't wanna talk, go and catch a hat, yeah. Big Draco, come up out that scat. He stood on business, now he laying on his back, yeah. Ask around, I be rapping number fast, yeah. We the reason all these running track. You ain't never stuck, you can't tell me a thing. I got, and I'm letting them hang. Keep my mouth closed, and that's never gonna change. You get in the jam and go to pointing the blame. I ain't let it slide, I was sharpening aim. Smoking on my brothers, got his love slain. You know it's smoke, cause they ain't even take off his chain. Say it's up with me, yo, let's do it. Want it all, I won't leave a breadcrumb. What I thought of, said some. Thought of, said some. G block, all we know is red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum. G block, all we know is red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum. All we know is
little pigs, little pigs, let me come in. Not by the hair on your chinny chin chin. Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down. Sonny.
Hello and welcome back to Dugout Talk. I'm Kai, your host, sorry. And that's B-Dog, of course, because she does that almost every single, every single show. Like, B-Dog, you gotta do better.
Not the shows whenever I have food.
Yeah, and then you give everyone ASMR.
Hey guys, what's up to ASMR? Today we're gonna be talking about, would you give up junk food to live 10 years longer?
No.
My answer is no. Generation.
give up junk food to live longer? Yes.
Mine would be no, because we all know that we can stop today. We know that it's killing us faster. But you know what I have in my hand?
Some SZA in the background for everyone.
You know what I have in my hand? I have a 3,000 calorie drink. You know, I'm exaggerating. But you know, it's a Starbucks drink, and I still drink it as I'm pondering.
First of all.
Well, would okay, I give so up junk food?
First of all, we're going to die anyway, so might as well die on our own terms.
My only worry is being
fat.
Fat. Anyways, I don't want to stay on air chat. I'm sorry, but like, I know I am. I just know in my heart.
So I feel like for me, I did give up junk food for about a good year of my life. So it wasn't like, you know why it wasn't that bad, B-Dog? because when I looked in the mirror, I was like,
it's like a personal want, you know.
Look, I know. B-Dog told me yesterday I looked yellow. For anyone that does not know, I had my gallbladder removed in the end of
jaundice.
I do have jaundice as well. I got my gallbladder removed. I got my gallbladder removed in July, and they told me I have like jaundice. I have an autoimmune disease disorder. So basically, anytime I get sick, my body gets sicker because it's fighting all the good cells and the bad cells at the same time. But I have like permanent jaundice, so I do get yellow, even though I'm already yellow boned. But B-Dog told me in the dugout, she's like, "You look yellow."
No, this was my tone of voice when I said it. I said, "What? You look really yellow right now." Like,
and I'm like,
I'm like, "Somebody get this girl help."
And then I took my glasses off and she was like,
"Somebody get her water. Get her something. There's some nutrients." Like, nutrients. Got oranges. She's
I don't get it when people say you look yellow. You are already yellow.
It's because you don't really.
More yellow.
It's like in the eyes.
Yeah, the eyes was where I saw it. And then I was looking at like her skin, because normally her cheeks will be a little red, and they're not. They weren't. They were just yellow.
Probably because I wasn't hot.
usually
you see me when I'm hot and sweaty. Anyways, so yes, I think I could give up junk food because I did give up junk food. So
over the summer, I'm giving up junk food. But it's not to live longer. It's to...
What is junk food?
High sugar, high fat, greasy, fried.
Mostly anything fast food. Anything processed.
Yeah. Anything a good almost word for fake.
It. Almost everything.
So basically what you have to do in order to give up junk food is cook all your meals.
Yeah.
You have to cook.
Did you know they're giving out fake meat now?
Yeah, but that's what you have to. That's why you got to get the certain meats.
That's why you grow your own chickens.
And then
that's why you buy a cow, butcher your own cow.
Yeah,
you gonna buy one cow?
They already. Yeah. She has stuff.
You know.
Tell them what do you have?
I only have chickens.
Oh,
Bailey has everything else. But like Bailey a half a cow emus. Will feed you.
Bailey just went and got a baby emu.
But listen, even half a cow will feed like your family for a long time. Like my dad was talking about buying half a cow. So our family of eight.
B-Dog, how do I spell it?
Emu? For a couple of months of just.
This is what Bailey has. Emus.
Yeah.
They have everything. Just like, I don't know. They just have everything. So Bailey has an emu. It's crazy. Bailey, I want
to
see the emus.
Hey, I'm shout scared. Out chat to Bailey Henderson sitting at our apartment
Bailey
right now.
Bailey Hendo. No, she's sleeping Hendo. At the apartment. Definitely. She's not up yet.
No. But she definitely isn't.
Only love for Bailey. B-Dog, can you go to the next question, please?
All right. Shoot. In what ways are you generous?
I'm not.
Good answer.
I think I show, like...
I'm going to cut you off right there. She's very mean. She's generous sometimes, but other times it's like 2%. It's great. Get out of my face. Leave me alone. So don't let her fool you.
But he did sound generous. So I am. B-Dog, how are you generous?
I'm very generous whenever I give you a free base like by a walk or a hit by pitch. Or like I'm very generous when I miss a pitch and you hit a home run. You know, I just gave it to you on a silver platter. So
basically. Tip your hat to him. Like, I guess
that's
you're
very,
welcome.
Very generous.
Very. I agree with you. Hold on. Drake is on our Do Not playlist, and I saw Passion Fruit, and I was going to click it, but can't listen to it. Sorry, guys.
That's crazy.
No Drake.
Passion Fruit.
Huh?
You can't play Passion Fruit?
I can't play any Drake songs.
Why? Drake wouldn't be talking about
that. Because Drake would basically
let that
sue.
Breathe. Say that. Hey.
B-Dog. Drake could sue us for that, basically. What that
Drake
means.
Weird if you sue y'all.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Drake.
Hey, we
Drake,
can expose.
My, Drake.
Hey.
Drake, let's do a podcast. We're going to get the chat live. Drake.
I'll re-expose you, okay?
How you gonna re-expose?
Please,
Drake.
Let's not talk about this on air. Let's not
All
talk
right,
about
next
this
question.
Oh.
All right, which TV show would you pick to live inside for a week? All right. I'm going to go with two classics.
No, we say this all the time.
I know, but I just want to reiterate it because I love the two TV shows. The Simpsons or South Park. I've been on a watching binge.
I think I told you about the.
I like both of them.
So B-Dog's not going to tell you guys that I put her on The Simpsons.
No, false.
Oh, is that Bailey?
False.
Is that Bailey?
That
Bailey?
Is Bailey.
Oh, yeah. You know, Bailey had never watched an episode of The Simpsons in her life until the other day.
I used to sit and watch The Simpsons and do my homework. Like, I would sit there for hours just watching The Simpsons and getting homework done. So I started that trend.
What was the question?
If you could go ahead.
Which TV show would you pick to live inside for a week?
And you would pick The Simpsons.
Or South Park. Thank you.
Okay. I'm pick Snowfall.
Snowfall is a true
crazy. Yeah. You call mine crazy? Oh my goodness!
Just running from your life, fearing from your life. Or, I'm gonna pick. You know what? I'm gonna go to Modern Family. I'm gonna sleep.
Oh,
nice,
that one's
eat
good.
Nice, live a nice life.
That one's good. I'm gonna be animated, so I'm either gonna be yellow.
Ooh,
or
I'm being One Piece.
Or I'm gonna be 2D.
What?
I'm either gonna be yellow. Or 2D. I'm going to be animated.
Me and B-Dog are going to be Tom and Jerry.
That's good. That's good, too.
Kill each other every time.
All right. See each other. Taylor, this is a question for you. What would you do for fun if you had to give up TV and electronic games?
Oh, wow.
Wait, I got to give up what?
TV and games.
I'd probably play the piano or something.
Play the piano. Go outside.
Enjoy the nature.
Enjoy the nature. False.
Why is that false?
You don't really like the nature like that?
Yes, I do. I just don't go outside no more, but I used to.
B-Dog, what would you do? Pitch.
Yeah, play softball. I already do it.
Yeah.
I don't ever watch TV hardly. Just put it on in the background.
TV's crazy. I like watching TV, but the game, I can probably give up the game because I play it sometimes.
All right, I have one more great question. I think I'm going to enjoy this question. It says, how was your grandparents' childhood different from yours?
Slavery.
What? How old are your grandparents?
My grandma, probably like 70... Not slavery, but like Jim Crow.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, they back. My grandma like 73. So she back then when like.
Yeah.
Watch Forrest Gump.
Yeah. That's pretty old. My grandparents, I'm thinking, well, my grandma was, didn't come from a great family.
What that mean?
Her parents were alcoholics. That's all I mean. So yeah. Yeah, they were an abuser. But next, my grandpa.
Next,
my grandpa. He grew up in a his family was very, very poor. Like they would they'd have to go pick cotton and go pick oranges and sell all these things across the state. They were never like so. I just can't imagine not ever living in one place, you know, having to go where the season takes you to go find money, you know.
My granddad used to raise dogs, German Shepherds, and he used to have raccoons and stuff like that. My granddad was country. I come from a country family.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Grandma, I can't tell you about my grandma because he was a criminal, but my grandma was a promoter. So to say, she's saying. And my other granddad, he played football for Lakeland. He could have went to the NFL if he never would have broke his knee.
Wow. Yeah, my other two grandparents, they were, one of them grew up in an orphanage, my Nana.
Dang.
So, and then my other granddad, I don't know much about him. So, so yeah, all I know is that he had a wife, left his wife, and then
my granddad,
my Nana. So
granddad was a Rolling Stone.
My papa stayed with my grandma.
Papa.
Yeah. My granddad left his family in California to come marry my Nana, straight out of the orphanage.
Damn.
Wait.
Straight out of the orphanage.
Mm-hmm. Say
oh, she was 18.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so she.
One more time, B-Dog. You said what?
My granddad left his first wife in California to come marry my Nana straight out the orphanage.
That's what I love right there.
Real love. Real love. He had six kids with his first wife.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. And then tell me
had
the rest.
Six more kids with my nana. One. But listen, my nana would cheat on my granddad. So none of the kids, like hardly any of the kids look alike. And
hardly any of the kids look alike.
He's the cheat on my granddad.
Yeah.
Dang.
True love.
That is tough.
It's crazy.
But that was my granddad. My granddad was used to get around a lot. Granddad Duck. Before he passed away. Yeah, he passed away drinking. He was an alcoholic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he used to train. He used to, my mama told me a story one time. He used to stay over at his house. And he used to have, like, just Rottweilers just running around the house and stuff like that, and he used to like terrorize my mom and stuff. That's when my mom and they used to go over.
Yeah,
that's why I really don't even know my granddad like that, because he was tripping.
Yeah, my granddad used to ask my dad to pay his bills and all that, and my dad. Yeah, and then once my
I'm
dad
asked my kids to pay my bills.
Yeah,
play
yeah.
One
yo,
well, it was like
help
he tried
mama out.
Well, you don't gotta pay the whole thing.
Well, what's funny is like he tried to claim it on like his Spanish culture, you know, like the first sons, like mm-hmm. or the first kid, you know, oh, takes yeah. care of their parents. But the thing is that he already had a first kid with his first wife. You know, like my dad was really what the
was,
seventh kid.
That was
you know?
Oh
like,
my gosh. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
So, and then my dad has a family of like what five at this point, and he's like, sorry, bro, I just gotta pay my own bills, you know. And then my granddad cut him off, and so it's like, dang. You talk to your dad if you have money, and if not, you don't. So it's super sad. Didn't grow up with him. But anyways, next topic, something a little more bright and cheery.
So something bright and cheery that will get everyone. Here, you know what? What do you want to eat? You really want McDonald's?
Well, I'm just used to say, it's like a habit so to what? Say McDonald's.
I say Salem's. I really want some wings.
I
well,
say
you can
Chipotle.
Get you can get Salem's.
Can I get Chipotle?
I'll take you to Chipotle. Yes. I have to take everyone everywhere. Like,
thank
I'm just an, just like
Chipotle.
Timeouts.
Can I say something about Chipotle?
Yeah, say
no.
something.
I really don't.
No.
Like, I really don't see the hype in Chipotle. It's just you get the same thing every
it's just like
single
Chick-fil-A.
Time.
But I
no,
like
it,
that. I like
it
the
different. It tastes different. You get rice, chicken. Guacamole.
Yeah.
Well, you're the one
sour
no,
cream.
No, but
like,
stop
who eats
yelling
sour
right?
cream.
Second oh, me, I love sour cream. But I love eating the same thing every time. Like, I don't know. Like,
second of all, you don't eat anything. So what that means is that every single time you go there, all you eat is rice and chicken. Okay, we get that. Other stuff that has flavor that makes the bowl taste 10 times better than just
don't
rice
cheese
and chicken.
Is not flavor.
Well, not
hey,
for you.
Out.
Sour it's cream.
You want to know a story? I didn't ever have Chipotle until last year, Halloween of last year, and of like last school year. And that was the first time I fell in love with Chipotle. And
I fell in love with Chipotle a long time ago. And I still eat it.
Get your mouth off the mic, please. Thank you.
Sorry.
But what was that? Oh, story time. Last night went to go get Chipotle. It closed at 11.
Mm-hmm.
It's 10:30. See my op. Was I gonna go and was I gonna go see my op at Chipotle? No,
but she was with me, so I felt like it was all right.
Yeah. Well, I have no doubt that I just didn't want to deal. Like, good God, I just want to eat, get my food. You're going to make a slick comment, and then what? I'm going to either have to ignore you, you call me in another word, or I turn around and be like, excuse me, what did you say? And I just did not have enough energy. You know, maybe if I had a Red Bull before, I'd be like, excuse me, Kai, go get her. You know, like, I'll be back, calling the police, goodbye. And,
like.
But I just had no energy last night. I was like, no, I just want my Chipotle bowl and a hot fudge sundae from Sonic. So.
And that's exactly what she got. And then, well, no, she got Checkers.
Checkers.
And a hot fudge sundae.
Hot fudge.
Chipotle.
Shake.
No.
Chipotle.
No.
No Chipotle.
See, that's crazy.
See? I can't interrupt a date.
And
like,
now he's, no, he's
trying,
he just said that's
rude.
Crazy if you got all that food.
You call me fat? I didn't eat my burger,
I'm not, first of all. I'm not calling
so
you
fat. So technically,
I'm just saying,
you didn't eat your burger?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't
I don't
even
like,
eat.
I don't like Checkers burgers.
You
I just had their,
you should give it to me.
I had a hot fudge
I didn't
shake.
Like my chicken, my jumbo chicken. Chicken, jumbo chicken. No, just jumbo chicken, popcorn chicken, jumbo popcorn.
So
chicken.
I
had popcorn.
I didn't, yeah, but I didn't like it because I started freaking myself out because I was like,
I was like, where is, I was like, dang, how do they make this food? Like, what's going on? Like, oh my goodness. But B-Dog, I freaked myself out because I started thinking about too much, like, oh my gosh, is this, what kind of chicken am I eating right now? And then the reason I thought about that, because it didn't even really have a taste to it.
So, I
mean, my Sonic review was a 2 out of 10.
I don't ever eat Sonic. Even their cheese sticks last night. Ooh, I won't tell them that we shared cheese sticks either.
They were all right. They weren't the best.
Yeah, they were not good. But also the service there was not good either. So yeah. Don't
recommend
it. We were
there for 40 minutes.
Literally. No exaggeration.
Didn't even order yet. That's all right.
Don't do that. That was the worst. Timeout chat. She just saved my snap in the chat, and it was the ugliest photo of me in the world.
But B-Dog takes a lot of ugly photos of me and then posts them for game day posts, so I think that's all right. Oh my gosh, I just... Anyways, chat.
Wait, did you say story? I was like, yes. In between games.
I think I saved it.
You screenshotted it, yeah.
So anyways, guys, I hope that you really, really enjoyed this week's show. Of course, you can catch us next week. Next week, we'll be just a few steps closer to the end of the season. And it's sad. It's coming to an end. But, yeah. So, thank you guys for tuning in this week. And I hope that you enjoyed our show with our special guest as well. He had to leave. He had an emergency with his stomach into the bathroom. But I won't tell him. But, anyways, I'm going to end everyone off with Sunday Service from Lotto so you guys can get a good feel on what to listen to before my game days. Thank you for tuning in. You listen to us today at the official HCC Radio at hawkradio.primostream.com. And have a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday. I'm really hurt, wrong with how you let them cheat and take them back, must be your only, get loud just like my weed, I don't watch my tone when I hang up the phone on, you ain't my daddy, I'm big mama, every time y'all book me with them, it's gonna be big drama, 20 black Suburbans, we pull up like Sunday service, I just want a one-on-one, don't know why she's so nervous, with the saying, come on, say I'm perfect anyway. Body count so low, I might say I'm a virgin any day. I could switch my car just like I switch my purse. Underlay, quit to cut him off if he don't serve no purpose. You a clown and I'm allergic. Great up out the circus. It's a nerve for me. These birthday third degree. He calling trying to work it out. I'd rather make him work for me. He can't tell if it's authentic or it's surgery. Please, Lil Nas X, the only curving me. I don't sing R&B, but I'm really hurt. Wrong with. How you let them cheat and take them back? Must be your only. Get loud just like my weed. I don't watch my tone when I hang up the phone on. You ain't my daddy, I'm pit mom. Every time y'all book me with them, it's gonna be big drama. 20 black Suburbans, we pull up like Sunday service. I just want a one-on-one, don't know why she so nervous. With these saying, come on, say I'm perfect. Tell the truth. Oh, I'm not that cute, bet you on that shaboo. He get money, I get money too. Like, who gon' trick on who? Corny. Soon as monkey see, then you know monkey do. Do you rap or do you tweet? Cause I can't tell. Get in the booth. Stop all that motherfucking yelling. Why? Cause I ain't buying what you're selling. Think I'm the sh. I know it. Jesus walked on water. I got ice boiling. Don't miss me with that sucker shit. I'm not your baby mama. Block this sh- on everything. He in my DM writing novels. Better hold your. Tight before I make you come up off. Say two wrongs don't make a right, but I'm the tight, get one up on them. I don't sing R&B, but bitch, I'm really hurt. Wrong with how you let them cheat and take them back? Must be your only. Get loud just like my weed. I don't watch my tone when I hang up the phone on. You ain't my daddy, I'm pit mom. Every time y'all book me with them, this gonna be big drama. 20 black Suburbans, we pull up like Sunday service. I just want a one-on-one, don't know why she's so nervous. With these saying, come on. Say I'm perfect. 20 black Suburbans, we pull up like Sunday service. Anyway. Come on. 20 black Suburbans, we pull up like Sunday service.